Shmuel Beis Perek Tesvav Pasuk Chaf Gimel V'chol Ha'aretz Bochim Kol Gadol, and all the land was weeping aloud in a loud voice, moved to tears, all of the people watching the king go, V'amelech Over B'Nachal Kidron, V'chol Ha'am Ovrim, as all the people passed by them, the 600 people with the king, V'amelech Over B'Nachal Kidron, and the king crossing over Nachal Kidron, the brook of Kidron, on his way out of Yerushalayim. They were weeping, first of all, most obviously, by this sudden turnaround, the king's situation being utterly hopeless, his own offspring turned against him. Now they see that the only people supporting David and going with him are these strangers, the Gittim, which doesn't speak well of the people, that they're standing there weeping instead of joining them. So you see how total and complete is the way that Avshalom stole the hearts of the people, or conversely, you see how helpless the people felt to get involved in great matters of royal civil war. They were afraid to be a part of it. Or perhaps they perceived that somehow this was a punishment for David in some way, but they were also weeping, as we'll see in the next pasuk, because they didn't realize how bad things were until they see the Aron of Hashem being carried away from its place to go into exile with David. And that is a truly disturbing image for a people that has been living in peace for at least 20 years. Peace, expansion, wealth, and comfort. To see that suddenly the kingdom is in deep, deep trouble. So they're weeping. And HaBeHamelech over Menachal Kidron V'chala'om over Imal Pnei Derech Es HaMidbor. And all the people crossed over towards the way to the desert. Another reason for weeping. Going out into exile is one thing. Going out into exile in a hostile environment where there's no water and no necessities of life and great discomfort and pain. That is a frightening thought for people to observe. So some say that they went in different directions. David and his household crossed in Nachal Kidron, and the people supporting him crossed over towards the desert. So Targum Yonasan says about this, V'chol Dairei Ara Bochan, all of those who lived were weeping, and that the king crossed B'Nachalo de Kidron, that Targum Yonasan says, those who reside in Machtesh of the brook of Kidron. So what's the Machtesh? So some say it's a marketplace. Kinos or Kanesh of the merchants, where all of the merchants gathered. Some say like a place where gold was pounded, katash, and refined, like Makeba Patish, a hammer. The Nachal Kidron turns black from metal refining that happened around it. So this is also a symbolic place where they are crossing, and everything seems black. Chavdalad v'hine gam sarak v'chol halvim ito nosim es aron briso elokim. And behold, also Tzadok and all the Levium with him, carrying the Aron Briso Elokim, the Ark of the Covenant of Hashem. Now, David did not ask them to go with him. They made the decision that where David went, the Aron would go with him. So some say David actually asked Eviasar and Tzadok the Kohanim to join him. But Tzadok was the only one of them who had Ruach HaKodesh and saw that David was going to win this conflict between him and Avshalom. Eviasar was less certain, and so he withdrew his support for the king. So that's why the only one mentioned here is Tzadok and the Levium. Eviasar is going to be defrocked, as we're going to see. So they were carrying the Aron, Vayatziku es Aron Hoelokim, Vaya'al Eviasar. And so they put down the Aron, and Eviasar went up, Atom kol ha'am la'avor min ho'ir, until all of the people had finished crossing out of the city. So on that day, Chazal tell us, very important day, the Kohuna Gedola was removed from Eviasar in favor of Tzadok HaKohen. And that's why we're going to see that the king is going to address his instructions to Tzadok, not to Ebyasar anymore. So part of that was the fact that Ebyasar had not kept his support of David going. But the reason for that was that David asked the Kohen Gadol to ask the Urim V'Tumim what his fate was going to be, what the future would be. And Ebyasar got no answer, and Tzadok put the question before the Urim V'Tumim, and he was answered. Now, this was part of the Nevuah that we saw at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when the Ruach HaKodesh was going to be removed from Ebyasar and the family of Eli. Eli was a descendant of Isamar ben Aharon, whereas Tzadok was from Elazar ben Aharon, the descendants of Pinchas. And so, eventually, the Nevuah had said the Kohen Gadol was going to be removed from the line of Isamar and instead placed on the line of Pinchas via and his father Elazar. That was Esprit Si Shalom in the Bracha of Pinchas in Parshas Pinchas at the beginning. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, my covenant of peace is a covenant of eternal priesthood. So Tzadok is actually the Kohen Gadol already in all but name, but he's not going to be anointed and officially appointed until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when it becomes official. But the time of Shlomo HaMelech is at most maybe 2.5 years away, maybe less. So Chaf Hei Vayomer HaMelech LeTzadok Hashev Es Aronu Elokim He'ir. So David said to Tzadok, return the Aron of God back to the city. Don't let it come in exile with me. But we see he addresses his remarks to Tzadok. Emem Tzachein Be'enei Hashem. If I find favor in the eyes of God, then V'heshivani, he will return me. He will bring me back. V'herani Oso V'esna Ve'hu. And he will show me the Aron and his Zekeli V'anvehu, his habitation. So this was the Aron that had the Luchos and the Shivrei HaLuchos from the Luchos Rishonim. And the Kohanim brought it in the hope that presence in the king's encampment would keep him from harm. But David said, I don't want to protect myself using the Aron. If I come back, then I'm going to see the Aron and eventually the habitation, the Beis HaMikdash, which of course David wouldn't live to see. But Chavavim ko yomar lo chafatz tibach. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the opposite, I do have no delight in you, I don't want you, then let him do to me that which is right in his eyes. Complete, wholehearted, absolute acceptance of whatever Hashem decreed. Just a tremendous statement and feeling by David that is so different, as we saw, from Avshalom, so different from King Shaul. When he was informed by Shmuel Hanavi that Hashem didn't favor him anymore, he didn't accept the decree and tried very hard to rescind it. So David is an unbelievable leader, and it's the qualities when times are the worst that he maintains that composure and maintains that rock-solid belief and trust and faith and attitude.